The 100 Stop series, created by hundreds and hundreds of authors. The 100 no-nonsense book for teachers to stop doing certain things just came out in May. And other books are coming. The 100 no-nonsense books for school leaders and parents and students, written by students and school board members and politicians and even international schools. What are the things we can stop doing to still celebrate teaching and all be on the same page for education? Follow hashtag 100 Stop Series. We appreciate everything that you do and thank you for your service to kids.
Connection, engagement, rigor, success. Here on Coaching You Through All Things Education podcast, we are building a legacy of success together, one episode at a time, each Tuesday at noon. As your host, Anne Labangana Clay of ANC Unlimited, we will unpack relevant topics in education together. And when I'm not podcasting, coaching, or consulting, stop by our website, acunlimited.org, for our new blog, Coaching You EDU, and a menu of services. If something resonates with you during this episode, message me on the podcast app of your choice, or leave a comment on LinkedIn, our company Facebook page, or on Twitter. Our guests appreciate your feedback. Check out the story notes for our social media details, and certainly, if you have an episode suggestion, send it to coachingallthingsedu@gmail.com. Now let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to our newest episode of Coaching You Through All Things Education podcast. This is season 3, episode 45, as we continue in our series entitled PD in Your Pocket, where we unpack key do's or don'ts from the hashtag 100 Stop series in 30 minutes or less. We are so ecstatic today to have Terrence Tong with us joining us. Terrence is a language arts support for grades 6-8, as well as a middle school after school coordinator at the Seoul International School in South Korea. He is an aspiring leader and a collaborative author of chapter 65 in the hashtag 100 Stop series book, 100 No-Nonsense Things That All Teachers Should Stop Doing. Welcome to the podcast, Terrence.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you for the warm welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to connect with you and with your audience. Thank you for having me.
Oh, indeed. It's our pleasure as well. Our first question, please tell us a little bit more about you, if you could, and the work that you do.
Okay. First of all, my name is Terrence Tong. I'm a Hong Kong-born Chinese Canadian. I was born in Hong Kong, raised in Canada, educated in Canada. This is my 22nd year in education. Spent the first 6 years teaching in Toronto, Ontario, in Toronto area. And then I hit a milestone birthday. Let's put that gently. I hit a milestone birthday 16 years ago, and then I decided to make the move overseas. And then moving overseas and teaching internationally has been both rewarding, exciting, and all the real uplifting adjectives you can attribute to it. I met my wife teaching overseas. She's a fellow Canadian. We have a beautiful young daughter, 19 months old now, Olivia. And so the experience, has been phenomenal. We spent 8 years in Kuwait, and then we're just wrapping up our 8th year now here in Seoul, South Korea. And I don't know what it is with the number eights, but you know, we feel that it's time to move on, and we're in, right now we're in the process of recruiting to find our next spot to, you know, to kind of rest our feet for a few years.
Wow. I mean, I love it when our guests kind of blow my mind because I didn't know all of that about you. How fabulous. You know, and I like what you're saying. You're looking at a new chapter, right? You know, there was a season that you had, this is the end of a season in a sense, you know, but you're already looking to the future. And where are we going to add value next, right? Careers, and then, you know, obviously to raise your wonderful family as well. So that's awesome.
I think international teaching affords us the opportunity to move around a little bit. And like you said, you know, it gives us a chance to kind of really put ourselves out there and to find a learning community that's a good fit for us, you know, not only both, you know, professionally, but personally as well, right? You know, certainly pre-Olivia, you know, Marie and I would, you know, would you know, there'd be a lot more places open to us. But now with a young daughter, maybe our list is a little bit more selective. And, you know, there may be places that, you know, we would consider before that we wouldn't consider now. Not that they're, you know, not great communities and whatnot, but, you know, our needs and are very different now. So regardless of where we go, we're looking forward to, you know, contributing to a community as we have, you know, here and in Kuwait. And we're looking for somewhere that we can rest our feet for a few years. We certainly don't want to kind of yo-yo Olivia around as she grows up, right? We, you know, we don't want to bounce around every 2 or 3 years. And, you know, so we do want to give her a stable, a steady place to kind of grow up. And then, you know, for at least for 4 or 5 years, if not longer. And then, you know, maybe during a natural break in her academic career, let's say between, you know, let's say elementary school to middle school, high school, then we will, you know, consider our next stop. So, it can be taxing mentally, you know, trying to find the next place, but it's also exciting as well. It is also exciting to see what lies ahead of us as now as a family, you know, this will be my third move. You know, when I came overseas, I was single. I was a, you know, young single man. And then the move prior to this, you know, as newlywed, and then now there's I'm a newish father. So
that's great.
So yeah, no, it's been we're looking forward to what the next chapter lies. The next chapter unfolds, and see where we go from there.
I'm loving it. You know, I mean, I know that's not where our topic is going today, but I'm loving it because I like how you can, it sounds like you've been very reflective, right? Two parts. So the first part that I got out of that was, you know, there's commitment needs to be both ways. You all are willing to make a commitment for several years, right? But you also want wherever you go to, you know, to provide that same commitment that you can be there for those number of years or more, right? So that's awesome. And then the second piece is, you know, in the steps or the seasons, I like to say seasons, but, you know, in the next chapter of your journey, you've reflected back and you say, okay, the first time I made this move, I was single, right? It was just me.
That's right, yeah.
Because it was just me, right? But then the second time, it was, you know, you were newlywed, right? So you all made those decisions together, right? And now this third move, you know, involves, you know, your wonderful daughter. And so you want to be, like, it's just, I love it. You know, it sounds very reflective. You're not just, you know, like, I'm just going to do this and go.
No, I think those days are long gone, man.
Right.
I
totally get it. All right, we're gonna move on to our next question.
Thank you so much
for sharing so much about you. All right, so let's talk about your chapter in 100 No Nonsense Things That All Teachers Should Stop Doing. You wrote chapter 65, Stop Dressing Unprofessionally or Distastefully. Ouch! For some of our listening audience.
It is, that's right, yeah.
As you can see, they can't see me, but if anybody's ever seen me in person, except for maybe if I'm going to the grocery store, right? I dress very professionally, so it didn't hurt my feelings, but I understand. Mm-hmm. And you have a great chapter here. One of your quotes is, "The way you dress reflects your value and mm-hmm. self-perception. So why wouldn't you want to showcase your best self?" Can mm-hmm. you unpack this for us and share okay. why you picked this topic to write about?
Okay. To be perfectly honest, and as you know, when I approached Rick with the possibility of me participating, contributing to this endeavor, it was on a lark. You know, I was mindlessly scrolling through Twitter one night, and there it was. Rick and I have no connections prior to this. We exist thousands of miles apart, and I just happened to stumble across his tweet. And then I'm like, and I asked Maria, "Hey, I'll throw my name in there, right? See where that takes me."
Yes.
I'm not published. I'm not a consultant. I'm new to the Twitter world, Twitter game, and I don't have an existing bank of work for Rick to reference to, and the fact that he opened me with such open arms, and really like trusted me with the work was really heartwarming for me. It was like, oh, you know what, dude doesn't know me, but yet he's like, yeah, come on in, just write a chapter, and we'll go from there. As far as the topic, he sent out a list of 100 topics, and I had to pick three, right? And this was the stop dressing unprofessionally and distastefully was a chapter that I wanted to write on. So, and he said, okay, cool, yeah, go for it, go nuts. And so here we are. So going back to, so that's a really long-winded way of getting to your question. So maybe it's part of my own upbringing, maybe it's part of my own experiences growing up, but I've always had educators and teachers that, that dress appropriately for work.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a shirt and tie or blazer, you can tell that when Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so walks in the classroom,
yes,
right, they're here to do their job.
All right.
And they took the job seriously.
That's it, yes.
Right, like, educators and the field of education, educators get a lot of flack. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. from the media, from parents, from the community, and if we why give them another reason to pick on us?
Exactly, right?
Right, like they get hung up on, oh well, teachers get 2 weeks off at Christmas and 8 weeks off in the summer, blah 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 blah, but they don't see all the other work that goes into it.
No,
right. So if we're rocking, sweats and a ratty t-shirt, we're just contributing. We're just contributing to the narrative. Contributing to the narrative that this is not a legitimate profession where, folks like you and I and countless of thousands and hundreds of thousands of others, right, invest the blood, sweat and tears into this.
Right.
Right. And, for kids that are not our own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, yeah, so, and, you know, modeling, and right? Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And then, you know what, if you and I are working extra hours for kids that are not our own, who suffers?
Mm.
Right? It's this little girl over my shoulder.
That's it.
Right? So I think dressing well is such a simple thing to do.
So simple.
We all have control over to really raise, to really change the narrative of educators and education in general, right?
Exactly.
I was on a different podcast earlier this week, and this same question came up, and my answer to that was, doctors, you see doctors walk around a hospital or a doctor's office wearing a white lab coat.
I do, absolutely.
Mm. Right, doctors that lab coat serve no tangible function.
Right, exactly.
Right, like it doesn't help them do their job any better.
No,
but yet
doesn't.
They, right? But they wear it like Superman's cape.
That's right. That's right.
Right,
that's
like Batman's hood. Right. So it that lab coat connotate like right kind of gives that perception that yeah they know what they're doing.
That's
they can't
right.
be trusted and they're legitimate.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you can set them aside. Am I not right? From someone else.
From everybody else. Absolutely.
Doctor's office. Exactly.
Right. Absolutely. So we don't have our. Educators don't have a lab coat equivalent, mm-hmm. right? So we have to do something else. We have to do something else for ourselves.
Sure.
If that means, you know, wearing a shirt and tie or you know, like whatever you need to do to set right. yourself apart so that when you walk into the school building, right, mm-hmm. students, parents,
That's
you
it.
Know, your colleagues or whoever visitors that may drop by know that, oh, yeah. This person works here. This person is a teacher here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? It's such a simple thing to do. Right? And yet, you know, the fact that you and I having this conversation or the fact that this is even a topic.
Exactly.
In like in the book, right?
Kind of, 21, we're still talking about.
Right?
It's appropriately or.
You know, it's mind-blowing, right? It is mind-blowing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I and this was done on purpose. I did not include a checklist of what's appropriate, what's not.
Sure.
And I purposely left that as and you know, I alluded to it in the chapter. I left that as a discussion that everyone should, that the learning community should have.
Yeah.
Right? Because what was deemed appropriate may be very different in, let's say, Hawaii, right? To
sure.
Texas, to you know, the Pacific Northwest or to Vermont, Maine,
right?
And then as an international teacher, like what I can wear here or what my wife can wear here in South Korea is very different than what she could wear in Kuwait, right? Because of you know, social cultural expectations.
Right.
So, you know, so having like a one-stop, you know, go-to checklist would defeat the purpose. But certainly, taking the time to have that conversation as a learning community, right? Taking into account, you know, the geography of your location, taking into account the
mm-hmm.
social, cultural expectations of your location, is a worthwhile exercise to have.
Yes.
Right? Because ultimately, you know, you want to be respectful, right? And this is one of my last sentences in that chapter, right? Be respectful to a profession, be respectful to the community,
mm-hmm.
but most of all, be respectful to yourself, right? You own it to yourself.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Right? Because if you don't do that for yourself, then you can't complain when the profession gets knocked around in the media.
Exactly.
Right? When it gets knocked around by parents, right? Like, it's such a simple thing to do.
It is. And like you said, it's I like the image. I'm going back to that. We've got to get that in a quote for you, dear, about the doctors wearing their lab coat, their white lab coat, like
mm-hmm.
a lost
Superman's cape.
Like
Superman's
cape. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a cape. That's what was coming out. And for us, we need to have that same kind of pride, right? Because you talked about it. It's different levels. There's all the whole thing of, you know, are we doing it to impress our parents? Absolutely. Are we doing it to impress, you know, our student? Meaning not impress, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
to model for, you know, that for our students? Absolutely. But really, mm-hmm. it starts inside.
Mm-hmm.
It really starts inside. I think that's the
mm-hmm.
biggest piece, you know, and you want to feel like you have Superman's cape on when you walk out the door. You know, dressed for the workday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's so important and I think that's part of what it is. Don't you think, Terrence? I think it's intrinsic. You know, if you don't feel, or it could be other things. It could be other things, right? It's like, just everybody's doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's wearing jeans that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I get it. There's jean days, you know what I mean? But there is not
mm-hmm.
jean weeks, you know,
no.
or months or whatever, you know,
no.
Et cetera. But wow, You really brought some great points to the surface, some
Thank
good
you.
and
Thank you.
reflective, people can reflect. Our listeners are already thinking, oh, okay, I didn't realize it would be this effect. When I wear my sweatpants, on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like I it's something else. So, wow. Okay, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So we're going to move on to our next little piece here. Can you give our listening audience three takeaways or strategies for their career as they continue through this school year?
Three. Okay. One, for those of you that may be disenfranchised or unhappy or dissatisfied teaching domestically at home, do consider international teaching. And it does not matter where you are in your career. You could be a couple of years out of college, right? You could be 20 years in. You could have retired already. You've done your you've you know you you've got your 85 points with your district or whatnot, and you're still, I think if you're under 58, if you're young, 58 or years or younger, and as long as the school can get you that initial work visa,
Gotcha.
right? Most countries will allow you to work past 60 into 65 and whatnot. So it really doesn't matter where you are in your career, right? It's a beautiful world out there.
Yes.
Get a passport, travel, see the world, work with kids, and you're working with, for the most part, when you're teaching internationally, you're teaching at private international schools where parents and kids care tremendously about education. Schools are, for the most part, well-resourced. You have, a great package, housing are provided for, a round-trip ticket every year, top-notch medical care, right? The list goes on and on and on. So
Wow.
certainly, for those of us that are, been teaching at home and want to, try something else, do consider international teaching.
Sure.
Two, relationships.
Ah, yes.
And it does, and once again, this doesn't matter, where you are in your career, right? Focus on relationships, because the kids and the parents and the community will remember you long after you're gone if you're a good person.
That's it.
The
Yeah.
less the lesson can tank. You could have had a bad day, but
Sure.
don't let that affect your relationship with the kids, with their parents, or with your colleagues, right? Because they will, trust me on this one, they will remember you for the things, for the tiniest thing that you did for them, right? And they will really, a thesis statement is a thesis statement,
Right.
right? They can look, if they don't remember how to write a thesis statement, a three-part thesis statement, they can look it up. But
Exactly.
they can't look up, right, the
Yeah.
positive impacts or the years of great relationship that you've had with them,
Right. Wow.
right? So really invest time into that. And younger teachers coming out now may get really stressed out about lesson planning
Sure.
and evaluations and all that. Yes, that is important, right? Because you do want that growth and professional development and whatnot. But spend time with the kids,
Yes.
hang out in the hallways, hang out in the schoolyard, talk, chat with the kids before and after school, make your classroom a safe place for the kids to go to,
Indeed, indeed.
right? And they will
Yes.
open up to you, and you will develop and nurture those relationships, right?
So
If you're
true.
not into if you're not into video games that they're playing, get into a video game to read up on it. If you're not listening to the music they're listening to, do a quick Google search, right? Spend that time with them,
That's right.
right? So second thing, relationships. Third thing, take care of yourself,
Yes.
right? Take care of yourself, because you know what? If this is something that, if this is a profession that you're passionate about, and this is something that you want to do for a long time, right? Invest in the kids, right? Invest in relationships, but invest in yourself as well,
Love it.
right? Learn to say no, Take time for yourself, right? If you need to shut your classroom door and turn off the lights for 20 minutes while you blast whatever you're listening to on your headphones,
right?
Or you know, duck out and grab a coffee or whatever, do so, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're not at your best, you're only harming the community.
That's it.
Right. So there you go. Three things. Try international teaching, positive relationships with not just with kids, but with parents and with the community, and take care of yourselves.
My goodness, those are things that everybody needs to take heed of. You know, it goes a long way when you're intentional. I think that's what I'm hearing. So I'm sorry, I'm going back. So you already summarized for us the international school. I was intrigued. I was like, okay, when I retire, right? I have a plan, right? But the second, you know, relationships, you know, people sometimes, I'm going to say this and somebody's feelings are going to get hurt, but some people do, they kind of mock or belittle or downplay the value of relationships in school, but it's huge, right? I think it's because they're from the outside, right? They're not in the inside. And they're not understanding the full value, even to the point of there's been research, and I've seen it for myself, where there are lower disciplinary issues in schools, you know, more positive culture all the way around because of valuing relationships in the building. So, and then your third point, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, we're no good to anyone else, right?
That's right.
And like you said, it doesn't just hurt you, it hurts the entire community. And so those were excellent points. Well, we're going to ask our final question of the day, which is trending on the show. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what legacy message would you print on it and why?
I think I would want, you know, people to know that I showed up and I cared.
That's it.
Right. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, I'm going back to, you know, what I said earlier, you know, I showed up, I dressed the part.
Yes.
Right. I was there for the kids. I was there for the community, right? I can, you know, walk out of the school building, you know, and at the end of each day, whenever that may be, and look myself in the mirror and say, hey, you know what, Terry, you did a pretty darn good job today, right? You gave your best, right? You put forth your best self, right? You're respectful to the profession. You're respectful to the community that you serve, and you're being respectful to yourself, right? So I think ultimately, I want people to know that, you know, I showed up, right? Regardless of, you know, whatever I'm dealing with outside of school walls,
right?
But I showed up and I cared.
Wow. Well, I think it's evident from your interview today that that is true. That's really genuine. And I think if more people would, first of all, show up, right? That's the first thing. You know, but then once they get there to really care about the students, the families, their colleagues, right? And the entire community, that we would have a completely different culture, right? A culture across our world, in our schools, that would be an amazing impact on everybody's lives. So thank you so much for your time today and your nuggets and wisdom.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation to connect. I appreciate the time and opportunity, and I hope your audience finds this useful.
Oh, indeed. Now, how can we connect with you? How can this audience connect with you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Mr. Tong, S-I-S, MRTONG, S-I-S, for both Instagram and Twitter. Shout out to Rick and the folks at Pushing Boundaries for giving me the opportunity to participate not only in the first book, but the second one as well, the blue book. Blue book, 100 things all school leaders should stop doing. I believe comes out in a few months in January, February 2022, hopefully. And so look forward to, I'm sure there'll be lots of, you know, social media attention on that in the upcoming months. So I look forward to that. And once again, I do appreciate you reaching out and for the opportunity to connect with you and your audience.
Yes. Oh, well, until next time, maybe we'll catch you when the next book comes out.
Yeah, please. No, I would love to come chat. The second topic, I'm not going to give anything away, but
okay.
I think the topic for the second book is much juicier. I think we can, it will be.
That is on the edge of our seat.
There you go. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Well, that concludes another episode of Coaching You Through All Things Education. As Confucius states, those people who develop the ability to continuously acquire new and better forms of knowledge that they can apply to their work and into their lives will be the movers and shakers in our society for the indefinite future. Again, you can find me on LinkedIn and Twitter, or you can also find us on our Facebook page, ANC Unlimited. As a reminder, for a free consultation in any area of education that you choose, for educators, administrators, or parents, please visit acunlimited.org. Until next time, stay stress-free and be well.